Maryland Dem Governor Wes Moore says he would allow underage son to transition to opposite sex. By Katherine Hamilton on May 8, 2026. Maryland Democrat Governor Wes Moore said he would not stop his 14-year-old son from identifying as the opposite sex if that is a journey that he wants to go down, although he later said he would not support the use of puberty blockers. Moore, who is running for re-election this year and has also been pitched as a 2028 Democrat presidential candidate, made the remark during an interview on the Patrick Bet David podcast that was released on Tuesday. The conversation lasted 2 hours and covered a variety of topics besides transgenderism, including the California homelessness crisis, the Iran war, and gerrymandering. When Moore was specifically asked if he would allow his young son to identify as transgender, he said, "You know, it's my son, so I love him regardless. And he's always going to have my undying love. That's me, right? I want to make sure that I'm involved in understanding where he is, how he's feeling, the way he's feeling, why he thinks it's important. If this is a journey that he wants to go down, I want him to always be comfortable in his own skin. And I want him to always know that he has a partner in me to help him along that journey," he continued. When asked if he would tell his son to wait until he is 18 years old to identify as a woman, he replied, "If this is how he is feeling, and I feel like I'm closely tied to him, I'm not going to advise him on something that he feels is right. The most important thing to me is that I want him to feel safe in his own skin, safe in his own decision-making, but also know that at 14 years old I want to be involved in that process as well," he added. "I'm not going to condemn him, nor castigate him. I'm not going to kick him out of the house. I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt him." However, later on in the interview, Moore said he would not permit his underage child to go on puberty blockers. "It's not a choice that I would make," he said. "I think that it is a very personal decision between these families, and honestly, for the kids that are going through this. I mean, honestly, my heart breaks for him, because that is a weight and something that's become so politicized, that I just think is so deeply unfair to that child. This is a decision that the child cannot make on their own," he continued. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.